Most of you know by now that this year on the Sundays of Advent, we are examining the cast of characters that make up the divine drama of the Advent season. On the first Sunday of Advent, we reflected on the prophet Isaiah. If you're going through a difficult time right now, if you're stressed or suffering, if you're discouraged or depressed, frightened or troubled, Isaiah is the prophet for you. Isaiah encourages us, be strong, fear not. Christ will come and save you. You will rejoice when you see the glory of the Lord and the splendor of our God. For on that day, sorrow and mourning will flee. On that day, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, and the mute will sing. Be strong, fear not. Last Sunday, we reflected on the life and vocation of St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist appears on the stage of the Advent drama as the new Elijah who prepares us for Christ's coming in history, mystery, and majesty. His message is simple. Repent. Stop doing evil. Humble yourself before God. Confess your sins and produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Last Monday, the 8th of December, we celebrated the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a holy day of obligation for all Catholics. Mary is the co-star of the Advent drama. Co just means with. Mary cooperates with, works with, and participates with her son in his work of salvation, not of necessity, but only because Jesus freely chose her to cooperate with him in the work of salvation. Mary's role as the Mother of God is so important in our divine drama that her son, Jesus, preserved her from all stain of original sin from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. God always gives us the graces we need to fulfill our vocation. Today, on this third Sunday of Advent, you might be thinking, now I wonder what character Monsignor Cook is going to reflect on this Sunday. Isaiah, St. John the Baptist, the Blessed Virgin Mary, they're obvious choices. But today's Advent characters are a little more subtle. On this third Sunday of Advent, I would like to reflect on two supporting characters who are not directly mentioned but hidden in today's Gospel. Jesus says, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Wow. What a compliment by Jesus, the Son of God. According to Jesus, there is no one born of a woman greater than John the Baptist. Doesn't Jesus' compliment inspire you to say, I want to meet his parents? Who is this outstanding woman who gave birth to the greatest child on the planet? Who were St. John the Baptist's parents? And so entering from upstage right are the parents of St. John the Baptist, St. Elizabeth, and her husband, Zachariah. Now, unfortunately, we never hear very much about these two Advent characters. The gospel about Zechariah is never, ever, never, never, ever read on a Sunday. And the gospel about Saint Elizabeth is only read on a Sunday once every 3 years. We only hear about the supporting characters at weekday masses during the Advent season. Who were Zechariah and Elizabeth? Zechariah was a priest. He was born a priest. In ancient Israel, every male descendant of Moses' brother Aaron was automatically a priest. And in the Old Testament, it was the priest's vocation to offer sacrifices in the temple. Every morning and evening, a priest offered a sacrifice in the temple on behalf of the people. But by the time of Zechariah, there were so many priests, over 20,000, that they had to draw lots to see who would offer the sacrifice each day. And if my math is correct, it could take you 55 years before your name was drawn. But in the Lord's divine providence, Zechariah's name was drawn. He drew the straw, was chosen to offer sacrifice in the temple one evening when all of a sudden the archangel Gabriel appears to Zacharias standing at the right of the altar of incense. And the archangel Gabriel says to Zacharias, "You are going to have a son who will prepare the way of the Lord." And Zacharias replies, "How am I to know this?" And Gabriel responds, "Because you have not trusted my words, you will be mute, unable to speak until the day when these things take place." So, Zacharias is mute, unable to speak for all 9 months when St. John the Baptist is in St. Elizabeth's womb. And everyone knows that St. Elizabeth had the best pregnancy in the history of the world. Because her husband couldn't say a word for 9 months. Oh, what a great pregnancy. 9 months of silence. Now, of course, we joke about how nice it would be if our husbands were silent for 9 months, or our children were silent for 9 months. But, you know, we are seriously encouraged to follow Zachariah's example and be silent during this Advent season in order to contemplate the mystery of Christ's birth. For 9 months, Zachariah is left silent in order to contemplate these sacred mysteries. He says no words in order to prepare for the birth of his son, John the Baptist, who will point to the Word. Romanus Caesarius, the Dominican scholar, says, just as Zechariah matured in the silence that accompanied his conversion, so the Christian believer who is ready to do the will of God must cultivate a silent and recollected spirit. Silence. And after 9 months of silence, Zechariah breaks his silence by singing a hymn that the church says is so important that we pray every single solitary day at the church's morning prayer called Lauds. Every morning, every priest, deacon, nun, everyone who prays the divine office says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David," and so forth and so forth. This is the fruit of 9 months of silence. There's so much noise in the world today, right? Noise, 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 as the Grinch would say, right? Zechariah inspires us to be silent this Advent and contemplate the mysteries. Now, we can't forget about our friend Saint Elizabeth, who is also a descendant of the priestly tribe of Aaron. She and Zechariah were just in the eyes of God and blamelessly following all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Can that be said of us? Are we blamelessly following all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord? If not, Elizabeth's son says, "Repent." St. Luke's Gospel says that both Zechariah and Elizabeth were advanced in years and unfortunately had no children. It was the number one greatest tragedy for an ancient Israelite woman to be childless. But Elizabeth had patience. She waited patiently like the farmer waiting patiently for the precious fruits of the earth. And her patience literally bore great fruit, for she conceived in her womb the greatest man born of a woman, John the Baptist, the man who would prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist were visited by our Lord and our Blessed Mother, and St. Elizabeth's patience bore abundant fruit, for her words in the divine drama are literally prayed over a billion times every day. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." If Zechariah inspires us to see what the fruit of silence is, Elizabeth inspires us to see what the fruit of patience is. As you know, our Lord is coming very quickly. Christmas is just 11 days from today. And Saint Elizabeth's example of patiently waiting to conceive a son encourages us to be patient, probably the most difficult thing for a child to do in the next 11 days, to be patient. And for those of us who are childlike, the same for us, to be patient, to wait patiently in line at the store, the school cafeteria, or to be patient with the shortcomings and weaknesses of others. If Zechariah inspires us to be silent this Advent, St. Elizabeth inspires us to be patient. And so with the patience of St. Elizabeth, we continue to pray in silence the words of the psalmist, Lord, come and save us. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come.